actually finished, as far as I remember, Hilchos Kiddush, Baruch Hashem. Anyone got any more questions before you move on? Hilchos Kiddush, you know it all very well. Baruch Hashem. Okay, that's good. So that's Hilchos Kiddush. We're going to move on now to the halachas of Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah, that's the next stage after Kiddush. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. But the next mummy stage is the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. Now, where's that come from? Where do we know this idea of Lecha Mishnah? So it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Dalet. Sorry, I've got a wrong chiddik here. Let me just get a right chiddik. Reish Ayin Dalet. But say al shtei kikros shleimos. A person has to do hamotzi on two whole loaves of bread. She'oiches, which he holds, she'tia b'yodoi, in order to hold them. Why do we have two loaves of bread? I must say, it's very interesting, this, actually, what the idea is. So we all know Zeche Lamon, to remember the Mon. Yes, to remember the Mon that came down. Says the Mishnah, Zeche Lamon, tichsiv liktu lecha Mishnah. The person on Friday, on Erev Shabbat, that's just impossible to say, and passes B'Shalach. So the Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that they have to pick double on Erev Shabbos. They got double the Omer they were supposed to. So as a Ness for that, because to remember that Ness, on Friday they got a double portion, therefore we have Lecha Mishnah during Shabbos. Now, it's interesting what's going on over here, because if you work it out, how did this work? What happened? L'chol, they had an Omer for each, they had an Omer per day. Correct? An Omer per day. Now, Pashtus, an Omer makes each half Omer, makes one lechem. So what was on Friday, what's the Pashtus? The Pashtus was they had four loaves of bread on Friday morning. Because that's not every day they normally have two loaves of bread, one for the morning, one for the night. And on Friday they got double, so they got four loaves of bread. Now if you work that out, it's interesting how this worked. I mean, it's Friday morning, Pashas, they have one. So we're left with three. Comes to Friday night, so they have three. You eat one, you're left with two. Shabbos morning when you eat, you've got two loaves left. So you eat one, you're left with one. When it comes to Shabbos Shulas, how many have you got left? One. So is there an inyan lecha mishnah for shalosh shulas? That's the posh of shalosh. I was just trying to work it out because I don't know how this works. But the pashtus, the omer gave you for the morning and the night. Each half of, sorry? Oh, so according to Chidke, yeah, you got suz on Chidke, so that's four suz. You're supposed to have four suz on Shabbos. I don't know how that worked actually, because you won't have any. You won't show. But for us, the way we work out the Chol, the pashtus, how we work out is that you have on Friday on a normal day you have one Omer. One Omer is divided into two loaves of bread. Two loaves of bread, one for the morning, one for the afternoon. So if you have on Friday four loaves, one you have on Friday morning, you're left with three. You have Friday night, you eat one, you're left with two. So Shabbos morning, you've got two left. You make Lecha Mishnah on two, but when it comes to Shalosh Shulas, you only got one left over. Yeah, very interesting. So maybe you could leave a bit over from another market. That's not a steal, but there's no deal of Lecha Mishnah, but you don't exchange for love marker, so if you leave over the chayra, that will be okay. If you leave over, so I was bothered. This question bothered me. The mission halacha is that we should try. I'm just trying to see where is this halacha. I think it's a reis tadi aleph. I'm just going to find this halacha. Reis tadi aleph. I don't know where this is halacha about. You should have even shara shoes. Want to have. In the Shalosh, you have two loaves of bread. What is this halacha? Reish Ayin Dalet Sif Aleph. Let's have a look. can't find it. I mean, the Meister, it looks from the Shulchan Aruch, always, yeah? But say Alstair Kikris for all the meals, it looks like, yeah? I think it says something on the Furush, even the Shulchan Aruch. I can't manage to find this halacha. So let me just have a quick look here. Let's try race. No, I have to look for a way to do that. I think as far as I know, it says my fruit, I'm sure you should have. Shall I tell how this works out? How does it work out? So it's very interesting. I looked at the Das Kedem by the Tosfos in Parshas B'Shalach, on this part of Tez Zayin, I think it's Chabit. Let's have a look here. The Das Kedem and Tez Zayin Chabit. Here. So the Das Kedem is like this. V'chein, chonim ois ha-shon, ha-yo oisin min ha-oime shtei l'chomim. For every day in ha-oime, you made two loaves of bread. In kein, b'yem ha-shish, ha-yo oisin min shnei ha-oime la-echad arba l'chomim. So on Friday, you got four loaves of bread. V'yem ha-shish, ha-yo oisin min ha-echad, mami's like we said, you eat one in the morning, v'yish ha-shloisha. V'ayo lehem last, mishna le-erev, b'achmas ha-shabbos. So you had a double four when Shabbos came in. I lost it here. V'ayo lehem last, sorry? I think it's interesting, but look how I hear what you're saying, but he's, I don't know where you're quite, it's a good question what you're saying, but he says, in Cape, look at the Russian of Las. You made four loaves of bread. You ask him, why can't you make more? Yeah, I hear the kasha. It's a good aura. Yeah, I hear it's a good kasha. Anyone got a tip for this kasha? Dude, it's very quiet for everyone. What's happened to everyone? I think you're the only one on today. very good. Okay. But the Mashiach has a good kasha. I hear what you're saying. It's a good kasha. So it's possible that what you're saying, but the Mashiach, the Daskim says clearly not like you. The Daskim says they made four. The Das Kedem. So Das Kedem says that if I don't ask us for Mishnah the Erev Chos of Shabbos, I can echad when Shabbos came in yet one, Kidder Shle Lechem Chos of yet one loaf per meal. When it's out of the Shabbos, she had a left for two. I have Lechem Mishnah. The Zer Raya says the Das Kedem, she ain't bites in Mishnah Kikros with Mishnah for Mincha of Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos Shudders, you're not Machoyim to have Lechem Mishnah. You hear what he's saying in Das Kedem? He says, Mami says, he says, I'm da iron. No, wait, he says, I am raised to the Arab. I can't see it over here. What's this? It's by the Mincha. Just say where it says about taking two loaves. No, you can make loads, he's right. I mean, the shear of Oymer is the shear of Chali, yeah? It's 41 and a fifth bain. 41 and a fifth bain, that is, for half of that, it's 21 bain come out. That's more than a whole loaf. It's a massive Chala. He's asking a real kashi, he's asking, why can't I make it smaller? But the Das Kedem didn't know that. The Meister, the Das Kedem says, from here's a raya, according to the shear you don't need to make. I've just found Baruch Hashem in Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch and the race on the Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ain't sorry to kash b'sudah shlishis. You don't have to make kiddush in sudah shlishis. Avol sorich litzoya al shtei kikros. You have to do two chalas. You have to make lechem mishnah. So you see, claw we don't take on like this. We take on that shalish shulas, the same din, and you have to do lechem mishnah. Shai is how it works out. So he's got a moedik shikul to ask him. You look at ask him. He carries on." And he says, "Omer isi marini rav marinim shahoyim etzayim shtei kikos mincha b'shabbos u'kibalti marav rav v'raya melarin also." And he says, "Like, well, the cheshbon works like this. Pirish kufulos." He says, "There was a special mess when Shabbos came in that it doubled over." Now, when was? Let's just I'll read that to you over here. Kolim hakol suda sheyiredes b'shvil Shabbos. Any suda that came for Shabbos doubled. That means two oimers fell down on Erev Shabbos. Half of the oimer you use for Friday morning. you're left with 1.5 oilers left. Correct? You want to make the second part of Omer, but I knew Misheni Omer Echad Bishol Shabbos. So you call Chatsi Omer Nichbal Lishtei Nechomim. Each one doubled. So from 1.5 loaves, you got 3. Next match, how did Choshisha Nechomim Omer Chatsi doubled over from you got for each half Omer, you managed to get 2 loaves. So now you got 3 times 3, 2 times 1.5, 3 halves is 6. So you have 6 lechomim for Shabbos. Have I got you? Well, that's very good. Now, if what happens is, let's say for a Friday night meal, you get 2. Shabbos morning, you get 2. So you have 4, but you got 6 altogether. So you got 2 left over Shabbos. And Mele, that's how it worked. It was a double, it was a special bracha for Shabbos that it doubles over and you got much more in the actual what you needed for Shabbos. So the half one in the morning, you only got 1 loaf out of. The other half, each of the other halves, you managed to get 2 loaves out of. So you had 1.5, half. Yeah? That half an omer. You had half an omer left from Friday and you had 2 half omers from Shabbos. From each half omer, you made 2 loaves. For Shabbos, the covered Shabbos, it doubled. So you had, on Friday afternoon, you had 6 omrim left, 6 loaves of bread left. You had 2 on Friday night, 2 on Shabbos morning, and you were left with 2 for Shabbos Shulis. And that's how there was also an inyan to have for Lecha Mishnah for Shabbos Shulis as well. Yeah, that's why, I don't know how smaller it doubled. A little bit smaller, it became double the amount, but it became smaller. Every half omer, normally every half omer produced 1 challah. Now the half, it produced 2. 2 big ones, he said it doubled inside, it doubled. And look at Rosh Hashanah here, just go, let me look at the Daskanim. The Daskanim became, I think, double, kafulos. He says, every sudah that came for Shabbos, you read as kafula belachma, it doubled the bread. On Erev Shabbos, made 1 loaf from the chatzim, like a normal day. Because you're born there for the omer, when you wanted to bake the rest of the omer, sheni ha'omer le'echad, b'shul Shabbos, kol chatzim omer, every half omer, nichbal l'shnei l'chom, doubled to 2. Harry the Choshisha Lachomim, my Omer Chatzi, you have 6 loaves from 1.5 Omers. Over Cholash Shalish Shoto, you can shame the Chomim. For each of the meals, you have 2 loaves. He dare an echo of Shabbos Yosef and Shachoy, because you eat more on Shabbos than you do during the weekday, and you shouldn't show your Seder. Well, if he's there, Tim Shalech and Bashabbos, but Minchas Shneke Kloy. So it works out, you've got 2 loaves of bread left over on Shalish Shulis, that is for Lecha Mishnah. Wow, well, you don't have to eat the same way as they ate, because they ate a very big amount, but you have to have a zecher for the ness of doubling over. All you have to do is to remember the ness that it doubled. So you have to remember on Friday night it doubled, on Shabbos morning it doubled, and on Shabbos Shulis it doubled. How much you eat is up to you. That the Sheikh Chazal didn't give you to eat. That's why you asked before about Milava Malka. I'm not so sure it's so shvet. It could be from Milava Malka you kept over a bit. You didn't have to eat the whole lot of Shabbos Shulis. There is some loose sugar in the breakage. You mustn't leave over for the following morning. If you want to leave over for Milava Malka, the Chayyar out to. You didn't have to eat all the way. I'd say it was a very big share. I think because I'm so fast, it was much a pen on the whole thing how it worked, because every person got Omer, yeah? That means you're talking about women and children. Now, first of all, women, the Chayyar, don't eat so much, and nor do children. So you have to know how this works. And I think because I'm so someone says a Chirish, very big Chirish, how it worked. He says that the volume was an omer, was this omer, but for a woman and for a child, it wasn't so thick. It was much less dense, so it was much less to eat for them than it was for a man. Everyone picked up the volume of an omer. It's a chiddush, the ma'aser. It's a chiddush that everyone picked up the volume of an omer. I think he says. But for women and children, the inside, the density was much less. And therefore they had much less to eat. But whatever it was on Shabbos, it doubled over. That was the nest on Shabbos that it doubled over. So the kids, and that's where our minhag comes from, of hiring for Shalosh Shulos, also two loaves of bread. And that's our minhag for Shulchan Aruch says that one has, for all the meals, one has two Sholem Dikha loaves of bread, complete loaves of bread, and one should use them for Lecha Mishnah. What's called Sholem? That's an interesting thing also. That's in Reish Ayin Dalet. What's called Sholem? So shleimus means it's complete. Well, what's the definition of complete? So in Hilchos Brachos, the Mechaber says, it's an interesting thing. L'moshel, sometimes you can have, let's say, a challah, a long challah, which has got a cut in it. Now, does that cut make it that it's not called sholim anymore? Is every cut make it that it's not called sholim? Oh, so the criteria that Shulchan Aruch says, as far as I remember there, is that if you hold the smaller part, which you've got to crack in, and you lift it up, and the bigger piece comes with it without breaking away, that's called sholim. That means you hold the smaller part, lift it up, does the challah still stay whole? If when you lift it up, the weight of the bigger part is too much for it, and it starts bending, it starts cracking away, then that's a rye, it's not called sholim. If, though, when you pick up the smaller part, it still holds together as a complete unit, that is called a sholim. And we'll see about this, actually. Oh, I'm just coming to that now. What's we got to speak more about Arichas, but just very basic, very briefly, when a person makes Lecha Mishnah on during a week, then he cuts quite a lot into the challah. Because it's not a problem in the Maaseh, there's no halachic Tav Sholim, it's a hidden Tav Sholim, but you cut quite a bit into the challah. On Shabbos, we just make a small little mark on the challah, because on Shabbos, the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, and we're scared that if you make too much of a mark in it, you might ruin the shleimus. So on Shabbos, the minhag is you just make a slight mark on the challah with the knife to make it easier for when you see it later. A lot of people takes a lot longer to try and find it. But that's where the minhag comes from. You don't cut properly into the challah because we're scared you're going to lose the halacha of sholim. What's called sholim, besides this, is sometimes, especially rolls, when they bake rolls in a bakery, a lot of times the rolls join up together in the oven. It can even be challahs, actually, you're baking at home, or it can be rolls at home you're baking. Sometimes what's going to happen is the challahs or the rolls stick together. And then when it comes out of the oven, what you do is you separate them. The question is that called now not sholim anymore? Because it was all joined as one unit. Well, I know what you mean. Right, when it's baked, as it bakes, not only, I'm talking about after it's baked, after the rolls come out, all joined together. It grows, as they say. So when you're taking it out, it's all become one big unit. Now, when you come along and you separate it, are you making it now not sholim anymore? No, I understand. Well, it's not sholim, and why is it sholim? You've broken it. Let's say five rolls on a baking tin. They went in as white dough, and they were all separated. Then as they bake, they expand in the oven, and now they stick together. So now the shayla is, has it now become one big roll? But maybe that's called one roll. Yeah, you have to know about that also. Sometimes, the Maaseh, you're right, the Poskim say that that's not called breaking of a sholim, since each one's meant to be independent, just a side issue that's stuck together, then that is not a problem, it's called sholim. It's interesting, sometimes, you're right, you can have sometimes on a matzah, you can have sometimes a bit of it's broken off. Now that the Poskim also say, many Poskim say that if up to 1/48 of it is broken, it's still called a sholim. More than 1/48, that's a sheikh challah for a nachtoim, if more than that is broken off, then it's not called a sholim anymore. If you've got a very small tear in the challah or in the matzah, then there's no problem with not calling it sholim. It's still called a sholim. Yeah? So you're quite right. If it joins together in nafiyah, the poskim say that's not a problem. It's still called a sholim. That's still called a sholim. There's no problem with that at all. That's still called a sholim. You can use that. A burnt, if the roll gets slightly burnt, I think possibly that's also okay. That's not a problem. It's still called a sholim. Even though you're not going to eat that part, that's still called a sholim because it's meant to be whole. The question which we're going to just touch on is a frozen challah. That's an interesting question over here. A challah which is not edible now when you make lecha mishnah. Is that called lecha mishnah? Does it have to be roy to eat now when you make a lecha mishnah? The chashivas is that it's going to be in the meal. So some poskim hold that as long as it could defrost by the time you finish your meal, it means it's roy for this meal, then that's not a problem. You can use that. Others hold that the chachilit should be thawed out, should be defrosted already beforehand. But the ma'aseh, I think many people are maker like this, and they hold that one can use a frozen color for lecha mishnah. Okay, Rabbi, so have a good night, everyone.